Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, recorded live out of Chicago, Illinois.
What up?
You guys, we are podcasting with windows up, pants off.
Not true. Windows up, yes. Pants, meh. They're off, but not in that way.
So you're going to start eating while we're doing the show.
It's a fucking gummy.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You know what? People who have a problem with me eating on the fucking podcast can suck my big fat dick.
I have a problem with it. I don't like to hear it.
Well, you can suck my big fat. You don't even listen to the show.
No, while we're recording it.
First of all, I don't make noises when I'm talking. Just move on. Move it on. Anyway.
Who am I podcasting with today?
That.
Mm-hmm. Baca?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today's Saturday. It's about 60 degrees outside. And our
windows are open. And we loved it. Yesterday, we had like Hurricane Katrina come through, but without all the water and all that other bad stuff, just the wind. Did you see the video of the old lady that tried to cross the street and she almost fell? Mm-hmm. And the reporters had to help her. That's crazy.
Yeah, she was trying to get to a cab.
Yeah. And that cab driver was like, that reporter was like, could you come out and get her? And
the I was like, you fucking dick. And then the young guy was like, I ain't helping her. She a white lady.
He did help her, but poor thing, his pants almost fell off.
That's just the fashion that.
Somebody posted in the comments, is that a doo-doo stain?
Ew. I don't understand why guys, I just don't get it. I don't get that fashion. And it's predominantly black guys and Latinos that do that. It's like no one wants to see your sweaty ass crack. No one wants to see your dirty draws. I don't like, it's awful. Well,
from my understanding, the whole thing comes from like jail. And if you wore your pants like that in jail, it meant that you were open to extracurricular or extracurricular
activities.
Activities.
That was really hard for you.
I know. It's probably not a joke if you have to work that hard, right?
No.
I should have got paid. But apparently that whole thing comes from that. And like,
I've never heard that.
My coworker is like, I don't get it. But she, you know, she's African American. She's like, I don't get it. She fucking hates it. Can't stand it. When she sees another African American guy with like his pants down like that, it's just like it's a total turn off for her.
I don't get it.
Also, it's not usually their underwear. It's a pair of shorts.
Like
over a pair
shorts.
Of underwear, over another a pair of boxers.
I've seen that. It's like, oh, you got one jean on top of another jean on top of another jean. It's like,
what? Only Britney Spears can do that.
That's because her middle name is Jean. I'm actually going to Google that. Because
is her middle name really Jean?
Yeah, Britney Jean. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and it's J-E-A-N.
Well, like I hope so, because
material.
If it's G E N E, that's the guy's spelling, and that's Brittany Jean. Hi, my name's Brittany Jean Spears. I just saw a video. She's going to be releasing a new song called "Breathe on Me" or something.
No, that's an old song.
Oh,
but she added it to the show.
Okay.
I mean, get on
it. I'm not into the youngsters, the hipsters, the what's happening. I'm not the cool person.
Okay, so let's hear. You're not a cool person.
Last night, I was like making some cards, and I was listening to music, and like Lauryn Hill's original album came on. I was like, yes.
She was supposed to perform on the Grammys.
I know, and then she got crazy. Her crazy kicked in. Woo! Apparently, she showed up in the morning to.
Okay, so are we going to get into it then? Are we just going to get into the Grammys?
What were you going to say first? What were you looking at?
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so the origin, before we head into the Grammys, my name is Saggy. We're just going to go with that today.
Sounds like a rapper's name.
Yeah, yo, my name is Saggy. Anyways, it's the origin. The style was popularized by hip-hop artists in the 1990s. It later became a symbol of freedom and cultural awareness among some youths, or a symbol of their rejection of the values of mainstream society. Bullshit. What's popping?
Because the headphones are plugged in. Because we'll need them later for a phone call.
Okay. It is often claimed the style...
which probably means you're Taffy Carlisle Huffington it right now.
Yeah. It is often claimed the style originated from the United States prison system, where belts are sometimes prohibited and there can be a lack of appropriately sized clothing. But fashion historian Tanisha Ford of University of Massachusetts, Amherst, says this is not definitive and the origins of the style are unclear.
Who cares? Stop doing it.
Right.
I mean, stop doing it.
Well, I think initially it was probably like a 1 or 2 inch sag, meaning that yeah, it kind of like a little
just like enough like what I do, but not on purpose.
Well, you
I
show,
mean mine's a little saggy.
No, you show like,
well, that's because my butt crack starts at my shoulders. I mean, let's get that real. So I can't really help that.
Cause your butt and your back blend.
It's my buck.
Oh my God. I can't even with you right now. Oh my God.
My neck. My buck. I don't even have to say pussy now.
Oh, my stomach hurts. I just got a vision of that.
and the poor girl.
And the poor girl who
but
has
she's
that.
Latina.
Ooh, no, she's white. You know she's white. Like
her butt Becky. Crack. Her name's Becky. Becky Bucks.
That's actually
a porn name.
That's a really good porn name. Becky Bucks.
But the S sign is a dollar sign.
Right. Of course. Of course. Because she's slightly hood.
And the U has a little line in it to make it look like a butt.
That goes from all the way from the top to the bottom.
Which makes it God. A W. Yeah.
No. Like it goes higher. It's like this and the U's like this big. Ooh, that was funny. It's fine if you have like that 1 inch to 2 inch reveal, because it's kind of like, ooh, it's kind of like what's behind there. And then it's like, now,
but not with another pair of jeans under it,
and then or right, or another pair of pants,
not a thong either.
No. I don't think high school boys are wearing thongs.
You never know these days,
right?
They're free as shit now.
Everyone is quote unquote fluid,
right? Okay.
Well, then go on ahead and flow right down my fluid.
Oh.
But yeah, so that's what it, I think it's stupid. It looks awful. It just,
sorry if we have any listeners that have sacky pants.
It just doesn't look good, and it's
lazy. It likes like, oh, I can't be bothered to pull my pants up all the way.
Now, if it's a 1 or 2 inch crack, that could be kind of sexy. But if it's like the whole, like, I mean, your butt is literally, the belt is underneath
your
ass like a jock. That's gross.
And how are you going to run in an emergency situation?
No, they run like penguins. Yeah, they waddle all the way down. I think that's really what's killing our kids on the streets.
The waddlers.
They have their pants too goddamn saggy.
And they can't run.
Exactly. Well, can't run from the popo.
Right.
Well, I mean, I was listening to one of Adam Carolla's podcasts, and him and Mark Garagos, which is the he's the lawyer that's representing Kesha. Free Kesha.
Oh, she lost her case.
She didn't lose her case. She just
the injunction she lost.
This part of the injunction she lost, yes. Which, to be quite honest with you, I kind of feel like I understand where she's coming from in terms of like writing and stuff like that. Cause like that's, I would hate to be put in that position, right? You know, you are writing with someone who you are accusing, you know, violated you in that fashion. I don't want to be forced to have to work with this person. But
from the article that I read, Sony has given her the option not to be around Correct. Him at all.
Hold on. Which was I was going to get to is that even though Sony gave her that option, her fear, according to Mark Garagos, is that they're not going to promote the album as they would if she was working with him, because of course, like, her success has been because of the music them two wrote together. And I understand where she's coming from. What I don't understand is, because let's be clear, Sony, out of all of the record companies, Sony has been the most shadiest of them all. They fucked over Prince. They fucked over George Michael. They fucked over, now they're fucking with Kesha. They fucked over Michael. So they've been very shady.
Didn't they try to do something with, well, Mariah's back there now, right?
Because she was originally with them, but yes, they kind of jacked her up. She started off with them, and
then
they
kind of jacked her up.
That was because of Tommy Mottola.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Tommy Mottola ran Sony for so long. But anyways, so they're known to kind of fuck over their artists. So even though they're telling her that they would promote her as, you know, that she's
a regular person,
they would sabotage her career.
Can I admit something to you?
What?
I fucking love Kesha's albums.
I think her stuff is great.
Every time a song comes on, like especially her last album that came out before like Animal? All this happened. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fucking love that CD.
It's you know, at first I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of trashy, you know, because
it's total trashy.
It's like, you know, it's because I knew she wrote all her stuff and I'm just like, oh. And then I think I saw an interview or something where she was talking about how, like, she, you know, she wants to write stuff that's a little bit better and that, you know, she really takes her artistry very well, like, very seriously.
Well, she's older.
Yeah. And so I got to see that side of her and I was like, oh, I kind of like that. Like, and then I took a listen to her album a little bit closer and I was like, I understand where she's coming from.
I love that she calls her pussy her gold Trans Am.
Yeah.
Come take that's a ride amazing. In my gold Trans Am.
Yeah. she's clever.
A chubby chaser and she loves beards.
That's
like her thing.
She's clever. And mm-hmm. she's a really, I mean, I think she's a pretty good writer because she's written stuff for other people. I mean, she's written for Britney. Mm-hmm. She's written for, I think she wrote.
So she can write for other people and still get paid. She just can't make her own music.
And actually, I don't know if she can. I don't know if she can write for other people. So that's the whole thing. And the thing that I don't understand is, whether, because the judge said, I'm inclined to believe that you can still work under Sony based on the information that they're providing, saying that they are willing to allow you to work with someone outside of, you know, Dr. Luke, so that way you could continue to make records under their umbrella. So I'm inclined to not agree that the injunction should be, you know, that you should be released.
Does
from the
she
contract.
Have an album amount that she has to do? Like, five
most,
albums
most or... contracts do. Like, for example, Janet, when she signed with Virgin initially, it was a one album deal, so she released the Velvet the Janet album, and that was what, you know, she released that, and then they went back and renegotiated her contract, and then she was supposed to release four more with a greatest hits in between. So then she, you know, so then it was the Velvet Rope, All For You. I think Demita Joe may have been her last album on there, because then she released the greatest hits from there. So it's, you know, typical old style.
Get your three albums done, even if they're shitty. Get to a different company and then make awesome albums.
Well, the thing is that was, I think, one, it was the fact that she had been, you know, quote unquote, abused mentally, physically with the producer.
Which is probably true.
The problem is that now the judge is like, I'm inclined to not, I don't want to pass judgment on that yet. because she's giving her the opportunity to, what you call it, to sort of show proof that that happened. Mm-hmm. Problem is that she never went to, you know, she probably didn't go to the hospital to get a rape kit done. She probably, you know, and all, so all, so now that's what they're facing.
Probably because her career was dangled above her head and said, if you don't do this, you exactly. won't have this.
So, so, you know, I just don't get how the judge was not able to see that you have a woman who is claiming, you are a woman yourself, and you have a woman in front of you claiming that she literally has feared for her life. And now you're letting her, almost putting her back in the same situation.
I mean, like, she's a Donald Trump supporter.
And I just don't get that. I mean, I'm not saying that all women should stand up for each other, because there are some cases where you know.
They talked about that on Throwing Shade this week.
Oh, did they?
About how there's like women, like they were mad because Madeleine Albright said there was a special place in hell for women that don't help other women. But then, what's her face? Aaron was like, yeah, but I think that's a little different when it's coming to Sarah Palin, you know, someone like that. She goes, I don't give a shit about her. I don't give a shit if she dies. That kind of thing.
Right. So, I mean, which is kind of true. Like,
they're shitty people.
Yeah. And you know what? And I think that's what I, you know, and see, cause I heard that Madeleine Albright said that, but I think that that's kind of where she was coming from. Like, you know, if you don't help your own kind, like, you are a shitty person, and you know there is a special place in hell. Obviously,
hello, Russell Crowe. Why don't you come help your own kind and come to me?
Right, and that's the reason why. You know, of course, there's exceptions to everything, right? But I just kind of think like I just don't understand why she, you know, she still allowed that. Like, I feel really bad for her. I feel like she's not going to be happy until she's gone. But I do agree with you. It's like, you know what? At this point, just finish out your contract. So mm-hmm. if it means that you have to record another album or two more albums, then just do it. And then just, get yourself out of there. Because their whole claim is that they've helped her entire career. And they've spent almost like 50, 60. Oh, that's really cute.
It's an artist on Instagram. Sorry, you guys.
Never put my attention. Phone down. I think that she.
Oh my God, I love Mariah.
Never paid attention. Oh, no,
that's not what we're talking about. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I do like Kesha.
I feel really bad.
Hopefully she gets her shit straightened out, because I really like her albums. Yeah. And she's got... A lot of people are like, oh my God, she's so trashy. But I'm like,
you don't
that's like it. That's so good though.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, the same thing they say about her is the same thing they've said about Madonna. The same thing they've said about Mariah. It's like, you can't take them.
Mariah's been trashy. She's just been kind of. Oh, you mean like looks wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can be a little.
But that's the thing. It's like, you have to take. You can't take them. You just have to take it at face value. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't. If you're not interested in. Like, for example, like. Rihanna, for example, I don't like all her shit, and this last album was trashy and it's gross and it's like not even
like your good... friend said on Facebook, if she would have taken some of the Sia songs, it may have been good.
Yeah, and it and it's true. Like, had you fucking taken some of these well-written songs that Sia produced,
album's pretty good.
Yeah, I told you it was really good, and you it would have been better. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of like, you half of her antics, it's just like, I mean, come on. Like, take it at face value. You clearly know. It's the same thing with Beyonce. Dead behind the eyes, hashtag. It's like, you can't.
I don't know if Rihanna's dead behind the eyes. It's just, we know that you smoke weed. And I think we talked about this in the last show. We get it. You fucking smoke weed. Why do you have to make every song about smoking weed? Why is every post on Instagram you smoking weed? Why is every video contain weed in it?
I mean, weed now.
I mean, we got it. And weed. You're from the islands.
Weed
got it. Becky Bucks got it.
She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it.
She's got a back and she's got a butt.
No, I agree. It's just, again, it's the same thing with like Rihanna. It's you have to take them at just face value. Like, you can't take them really seriously because they don't offer that much. And I know that, you know, Rihanna may not necessarily be dead behind the eyes, because I think I get more feels from her than I do Beyonce. But you can't take them seriously. Like,
let's talk about Beyonce for a second.
Must we?
Why? Not specifically about Beyonce, but right. about the Fraternal Order of Police boycotting her because of her video and her halftime show.
Why? Now, is that a thing across the nation, or is that
well, it's city? Every place she's going to a concert at.
The Fraternal Order?
The
what is that? I'm not... Is it like, just a police station?
It's like a police club, or it could also be the union, too. Like the police union. But I'm like, really?
Get the fuck out of here.
It wasn't that serious. So what? She was sitting on top of a police car going down in water. Who cares? She had a little boy dancing in front of police officers. Who cares? If you weren't guilty of like fucking shooting innocent people, you wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? So obviously her video caused some kind of ruckus in the police department's lives because they're saying it's putting their lives in danger and they don't feel comfortable. Really? Fucking stop shooting innocent people. And own up to your shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I was, so going back to what I was talking about with Mark Garagos, because it kind of ties into that.
Okay.
So they were talking about, how they were talking about a case that they were representing that two older ladies or two ladies. I don't know if they were older or not because I kind of was in and out paying attention, but they were delivering newspapers like that was their job.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops.
Oh, my God.
Decided to. They did. But it wasn't. They weren't the intended target. The intended target was someone that was in a house that they were trying to gun down because of something that happened. Like he killed one of their cops by accident or something, some shit like that. So the cops went back 150 rounds into the house. No aim. Didn't know if he was in there.
Not seeing if there was someone in there.
Did nothing. These two ladies, they survived, but these two ladies were essentially caught in the crossfire because they got hit.
They should get millions of dollars.
Well, and I think that's what they were discussing. Like
for the police being dumbasses.
But that goes to show you that I get that. I mean, I understand that we shouldn't be going after the police, right? Because like the police is, and you know, essentially supposed to protect and serve. That is their job. That is what they signed up for. This is what they're supposed to do. However, quit acting like a dumbass.
But that's all changed now since technology can actually record what they're fucking doing.
Exactly.
Everything's been going on ever since then. They've just never been able to get caught.
You can't cry now, wolf, and say we feel that our lives are threatened because Beyonce put out a video that whether you want to take it at face value or not shows Black Panther, which mm-hmm. I don't think it shows that.
And who cares if it does?
I think it's showing what the video was talking about, which was formation. Like typically, like Rhythm Nation, you see people when there's a dance group or whatever. Like I don't think that it was necessarily showing that. Or when
people get
pissed, that
people get fucking together and they get shit handled.
Or they're trying to send a message of we need to unite each other and stand against Hunger Games. Right, and stand
I'm
against
holding up my little three finger thing.
And stand against, you know, police brutality. You can't fucking cry wolf when that shit comes out. And then yet you're sitting here sending 150 rounds into a house of someone that you don't even know if they're there.
Heather.
So it's disgusting to me to hear that police people. And I'm not saying that this is not by any means me trying to say that all policemen are like that because they're not. There are very good police people. I have never had a contact, you know, I've never come into contact with a police officer that has been like extremely, you know, like aggressive like that. I have come into, you know, I have come into contact with Chicago cops that are fucking rude that, you know, you're just trying to be nice. Okay. So you know, you went past the light that turned red when you were passing it. I get it. Do you have to be an asshole for that? No. Why? Why should you be an asshole? There's no reason.
Someone hit my car and then ran from us and you're treating us like we're the victims. That's how they were doing it. Like when we were involved in that hit and run accident, mm-hmm. when we went to go report it, they're like, well, why were you even driving on that street anyway? Because we're on the south side. And it was the night that we went to go pick up Ivy at the CACC. Their question. Why are you driving on the south side anyway? Well, are you like fucking racist? Is that what you're saying? Because like white people can't go on the south side and then every person has to be black kind of thing. I don't, he was just an asshole.
Yeah.
And it's the ones that are in Boys Town, biggest assholes ever.
Oh my God.
Like,
totally.
They fucking hate having to be in Boys Town. They cannot take it.
I don't know if it's all of them, but I do agree that the ones in I think that they're a little rougher, if you will. But I also think that that isn't necessarily their fault. I think that they also have to deal with a bunch of drunk motherfuckers all the time.
You signed up for it.
And at some point, yes, I signed up to serve and protect. I did not sign up to have to deal with drunk people all the time. So I, but
that's the,
and I get it. I get where you're coming.
You signed up for the army to protect the country, not to go kill people in other countries.
Well, but there's no answer for that. You know what I mean? There's no, like, you could argue it back and forth, right? What I'm saying is that a lot of these people, they, you know, they get put in positions where they behave like that because that's the only way they know how to behave because they don't know any better. However, then you're having to deal with someone who is serving and protecting that is also
killing,
you know, also grew up in that kind of environment. So the only way that they know how to deal with it is by being an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
It's called voluntary transition program.
It was like the guy who pulled when I got into my accident and the cop came over and he's like, what happened? And I was like, well, there's an accident. I hit her and she hit her.
Oh, no. He asked you what's going on here.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. What's going on here? And I'm like, am I in candid camera? Like, was it like, really? I was like, am I being punked? You know, as I was like, well, there's an accident. But and I thought to myself, I'm like, but I don't understand. Like, first of all, you clearly see that there was an accident. And why would you come off rude? Like, are you trying to swing your balls around because you're a cop? Please. Like,
well,
there's no reason for
that. He was about to check clock out and he wanted
probably
to go home.
But again, that's another thing.
Signed
it's
up
like,
for it.
Bitch, I get that you are fucking probably past your quitting time, but why are you being a dick?
Your job.
And I feel like that's that, but there's no way to kind of weed that out. Like, you can't, what do you, I mean, what, how is that to be weeded out? Like, people at some point have a breaking point.
Well, I think you should get weeded out as soon as you like fucking shoot somebody for no reason.
That I do agree with.
That should be like instant termination or instant transition to a different kind of job.
I agree. I definitely agree. I think that you should either be put on desk duty, psych evaluated. And if you did it without any real reason, then you should be fired. Like, I mean, end of story. There's no reason why you should continue to be out on the streets.
Right.
If you have the potential to, anyways.
So what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the Grammys. I didn't watch it.
Of course you didn't. Because you don't have a TV.
I'm still working on the antenna.
Oh, God. At this point, just take two metal rods and stick it on there.
Right. Take two forks.
Right.
No, it's digital, though, right? You can't do it like that.
No, you still have
that.
Antennas. They still have...
Like with the little prong things on it?
Yeah, they still have those.
No, I mean that you put on the TV. It has like the little screws and you put it in the prong.
No, not that's not that old.
Oh. Oh my God, that's how we hooked up my old Atari, I think.
I think you put the little prongs in yeah. the and then you screwed the wire. Yeah. Oh my God, we just so dated ourselves.
So I didn't watch the Grammys.
No, nothing new.
The only thing I watched was Adele's performance,
which was awful. Here's a lot of people were coming to her defense because they were like, oh my God, you know, she's such a professional. She, you know, continued to sing and still sounded horrible and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, first of all, it was not because she herself sounded awful. Part of it was because the piano, the microphones that were on the piano, I think one or two of them fell into the piano, so they weren't propped up properly. And they fell in. So you could kind of hear it at the very beginning. Where it kind of you hear a da-dump and then you hear like this guitar almost or like this snare.
How does that even happen?
Like, because they're probably propped on the outside while the piano is open. So
what do you think they would have them like screwed like so they
probably
like, go to the side like
this? Probably, but that they but whoever did that probably didn't screw them well enough.
That person's fired.
And I mean, it's I'm sure it was clearly was a mistake. It was not obvious, you know, to do that. But then because of that, I think it threw her off key because she was struggling to find that key. I mean, it was like, bitch, you are like Alicia No Keys because you can't find that fucking key mm-hmm. you're looking for. And then towards the end of her performance, I think she kind of, you know, you could tell in her face that she was horrified that this was going on, and then she started to kind of lose her voice a little bit, and like she wasn't sounding really great, and I was just like,
she was probably like really pissed on the inside.
Well, I mean, of course she probably, first of all, she's a nervous singer to begin with because she doesn't like to be, it's really hard for her to sing in public with mm-hmm. large crowds, but also too, I think that she knew she fucked up, and so her nerves probably got the best of her. It wasn't her best performance.
Did you see her on Ellen?
I did. I saw the...
She's like, I cried all day. The next day. I was like,
You know what?
Adele is human.
Exactly. It makes her human. Speaking of which, makes her human. She's.
What do you think Beyonce would have done if that would have happened?
She probably would have kept going just like she did. But she probably would have kept going... Or she probably would have stopped it for a lot of people because I was listening to
made Perez, a remix out of it.
Perez Hilton's podcast, and he was saying that
he has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you listened to that?
I just listened to the show today because it was about the Grammys. But anyway, and so he like was. Him. I don't like him either. I like his co-host though. He's much better than Perez. But anyway, what he was saying is that she should have stopped. And then had them, or maybe had done it a cappella instead until they fixed the piano stuff. And then the piano would rejoin. But I don't know how that would have gone because it was live. So, I mean.
Well, just from the Ellen interview, she said she wanted to go back there and pick up the microphone.
Right. Right. Because she it sounded like an untuned, an out-of-tune guitar. Or like a snare. Mm-hmm. And because when I first heard it, I watched it live. And I'm like. I didn't remember there being a drum in the song. And then I was like, why is that guitar out of tune? I'm like, God damn, that's awful.
So I wonder why she didn't take, because she probably had an earpiece in, right? So that she could hear.
Yes.
So I wonder why she didn't take, or maybe they turned it off.
No, I think she just couldn't. I think what was happening is that she was trying to be on tune with the piano, but the reverb from the microphone was causing her to be off. Mm-hmm. So like it was louder than she could probably hear the piano itself. So I think that was what was throwing her mm-hmm. off, because she did sound a little off key in certain parts. She wasn't off key the entire time. It was just in certain parts of the song. But also to be clear, like she has stated like on her NBC special, that song is very hard for her to sing live. You know, it's a lot easier for her to record it in the studio because she can, you know, so, and she did state that. So it's not like that was an easy song for her to sing live. I'm not sure why she sang that song. Cause when we were young, first, is a single that's
I
out
don't
right now.
Think,
which would have been a much better choice.
I'm kind of confused in the situation anyway, because normally the people that perform on the Grammys are people that are nominated for awards, right?
Not
She's
necessarily.
Not nominated
not
until
necessarily.
Next year.
Right. This album, 25, won't be nominated until this year. So now the nominations can start for... Are open.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't
as
know
of
if
2000...
I've ever,
as of October...
I haven't watched them forever. So I don't know. Like, I always assume that the people performing
generally,
are people
yes.
that are getting like the...
That
like
are being awarded, it's that are not are that are being nominated, yes.
for like best album or something.
Correct. Now she's in, you know, now nominations for the upcoming year start October 1st. So anything that is released after October 1st and after mm-hmm. can be nominated for that coming year. So like 2016 Grammys will be nominated or will be awarded in 2017. Mm-hmm. So, which you know,
she'll probably win a lot.
Probably, yeah. I mean, Janet will also be available to, like, she'll be open to being nominated as well because her album was released after the first. So, we'll see. I mean, I just think it was, you know, it was a fine, it was an okay performance otherwise. I mean, the parts that...
I don't even think it was okay. I mean...
She's Adele. I mean, her voice isn't, like, the parts that were good, she was good. But, you know, it was a... janky performance from the, you know, like it just from the get-go because of what happened. Moving along to the other performances in the show, I thought Taylor Swift was horrible. Of course, I can't stand her. Ugh. And then she won fucking album of the year. Gross. Like, seriously gross. Like, all well, the people.
I do kind of like that she kind of took up for herself with the whole, like, Kanye West thing. After he said that he's the one that brought her to her fame or whatever. And I'm like, no, she was pretty popular before all happened.
But that's another thing.
Girl. Oh, yeah, you did.
Just a little bit. But, you know, that's another thing, too. Why are you taking it serious? Like, really? Do you like, are people really going to... Do you think that... this is the other thing, too, about Kanye West. Do you really think that he believes the own shit he spews? No. It's
he's crazy. Yes, he does believe it.
I don't think so.
I think Kim Kardashian...
Maybe now, because he's kind of... I think he's got a mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's something seriously going on. The thing that scares me is that he's moving down the lane of, like, the Amanda Bynes, the Britney Spears... Like, the Lindsay Lohans, yeah. Like, I think he is something going
not
on.
Not enough people telling him no.
Maybe. I don't know if that, but I think he seriously has a mental issue.
My coworker, I didn't know he had a clothing line.
Oh, yeah. Yeezus?
Yeah.
I think it's so called. Like, or Yeezy?
I need you to go online right now and look at the clothes and tell me if they should not be on the movie Roots.
Oh, because it's like hobo chic. It's totally hobo chic.
So I went
chic.
On and I was like, oh my God.
I haven't totally... seen it. I saw the shoes that are like, what, $3,000, yeah. I think? Like gym shoes?
He's crazy. Something's wrong.
Yes, but he's not crazy in the sense of like, oh, girl, you crazy. Oh, he says something real stupid. You crazy. No, I think
he's like the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest crazy.
Like something's going on mentally. And... it's kind of sad because, like, this is the beginning of his potential demise if he doesn't get help right away.
Mama Kardashian is not happy. I read that she's, like, afraid that he's bringing down their name.
Oh, because he's a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. He's not Kanye West. He's Kanye Kardashian is what he is. And, but anyways, like, I just think, like, you know, it's funny. It's you know, there's this, like, little tongue-in-cheek thing going on. What Kanye did at the MTV Music Awards... okay, was it janky? Was it awful? Like, was he being a douche? Totally, for sure. Did she deserve to win the music award for that day? No, I think Beyonce's video was much better. I think there was other videos that were in that category that were much better. But, you know, everyone eats out of the Taylor fucking Swift shit bowl. So
she's like 15.
She won. And so...
and it's the MTV Music Awards. Kanye was like... or Beyonce was like, what? 27 by then. So
no, they were I think a little bit older, because it was only like 2-3 years ago. It's not that far. But here's the thing, let it go. I mean, literally just let it go.
Yeah, and the thing is that he had just said that about
right,
her,
but
like,
why are you gonna stoop to his level? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I don't understand is why. First of all, why are you discussing or, you know, responding to something that you know is not coming from, like, why? I just don't get it.
I'd be the same way. I would be like, you know what? You can go fuck yourself. Actually, I would really like to say that. I mean, if I was a famous
person
like that.
You could go on Twitter and say, at Kanye West, go fuck yourself.
Well, I mean, I think I have a few times.
Right.
But...
look,
he's
so weird. I'm not denying, like, that he's a douchebag, because he has come off a douchebag.
But
and
you're,
I will,
like,
tell you,
you're victim blaming a person.
Not at all. Don't get it twisted.
Because you're saying
boo-boo.
That she should not say anything at all.
I'm
even
saying,
though she's the victim.
No, I'm saying that if she really was going to behave as the bigger person, then don't respond to it publicly. Maybe say something to him privately or something like that.
Well, he's crazy. He might kill her.
You have to remember, like, the rap gang, that's what it's all about. It's about going back and forth, talking shit, blah, blah, blah.
She's
like,
not rap.
She isn't. So why respond to the bullshit? Now, all I'm saying is, if you know that it's bullshit and stupid, why respond to it? All he did was go up on stage, grab the mic from her. So what? That's all I'm saying. So fucking what? And even if
easy.
She said, and even if she, even if he said what he said, because apparently... he says that he claims to have put her on the map. I don't know how he thinks that that's even possible, but it's just like, okay.
Because,
like,
he's Kanye and apparently he's better than Jesus.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently he's better than the apostle or any of the Picassos.
So who else performed? Lady Gaga.
So Lady Gaga's tribute to David Bowie was, how shall I put it?
Interesting.
It was good for what it was for, meaning it was good that it was good as a performance of Lady Gaga. However, I don't think that she embodied David Bowie as much as they hyped it. See, this is the thing that I hate about Lady Gaga. She is a fucking smoke and mirrors kind of machine. Like she's all about the hype. She is her own fucking hype man. Like, her PR people are her hype man.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she delivers, it's like, it wasn't that great. It wasn't Bad Romance. It wasn't her earlier stuff. Like,
well, also, do you wonder if when you're doing a tribute to somebody, do you really want to be like, first, the person you're doing a tribute for is amazing. You know what I'm saying? So do you want to do better than what they, not saying that she could. I'm just saying, do you want to attempt to even do better than what that person could possibly do?
I think I agree. And no, you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. However, you don't make the performance about you, if that makes sense. And I feel like her performance, although it was good for what it was for, I think she made it about her. And I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I also, and to her defense, I also think that this is very last minute, because that wasn't what she was performing. She wasn't supposed to be performing that. I think she was supposed to be performing something else. And
then he died.
And then he passed away. And so they just, in order to do a tribute, they did that. I'm not saying it was horrible. It wasn't. I thought it was good. But it just didn't feel, it was boring. You know, it was boring, and I felt like there was too much of Lady Gaga in there.
Maybe it was, like, too soon for it. You know what I'm saying?
I know. A lot of people were pissed that Natalie King Cole wasn't paid tribute to.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of musicians that kind of died.
From her.
Unforgettable?
That's the one, yeah. That's
that she did with her dad, which really was her dad's. I thought it was fine.
Christian artist?
No, she was R&B a jazz, like R&B jazz singer.
Oh, okay.
And kind of pop. More on the R&B pop side than anything. Let's see. Lady Gaga was okay. I mean, she was boring. The performance itself was boring. There was, you know, I almost rather prefer that she performed her shit over doing a tribute like that. Like, it wasn't worthy of David Bowie, I think. I think mediocre. You know, at best. Who was the other performers?
We talked about already Lauryn Hill was supposed to be there, right?
Yes, and apparently she backed out in the last minute, but they did say that she was not confirmed, that it was just chatter. Like,
but she showed up to the practice
apparently that morning. I think she was supposed to be a surprise performer. Like, she was supposed to be a surprise guest. And then it leaked, but she was never confirmed. So she pulled out. And then Rihanna was supposed to perform as well. And then she ended up pulling out.
Sick or something, right?
Because supposedly she had bronchitis.
But that's because you're smoking too much fucking weed.
Weed, right. And then.
It's called weeditis.
They also did a Lionel Richie tribute, which was fucking weird.
He died?
No, he's not dead. He was. Oh. I think he got like the Lifetime Achievement Award or something. That was really strange. And then they did this piece.
Was Nicole Richie there?
I can't remember. I love her. She's fucking. Oh my god, she's gold. She's TV gold. they also did a tribute, a very small tribute to Michael Jackson. It was so fucking weird because it was like right in the middle of, like, there was no lead up to it. There was no talk about it. It was just weird. It was in the middle. It was weird. It was like, why is this even happening? Like, there's nothing special about Michael going on right now.
4 or 5 years ago.
It's just maybe
it was filler. Somebody fucked up.
I think what they were trying to do was point out the producer or the piano person who was playing, like the composer. But it was really weird. It was Miguel, and he did She's Out of My Life, which is a great song. He did okay.
Is this the Miguel that was with Mariah?
Yeah.
It's her song,
but he was,
that features her.
Right, but features her. Right? That's so weird. Let's see. Meghan Trainor was cute. She won Best New Artist, which a lot of people had a problem with that.
I thought she was a good singer.
Well, she was up against a lot of great people. I mean, she was up against Tori Kelly, I think is her name.
That's a country girl, right?
No, she's a pop R&B singer. Mm-hmm. She was up against The Weeknd, I think.
Don't know other songs.
You know The Weeknd. I can't feel my face. Oh, okay. I'm with you. That one. And there was another one. So there was a couple other artists that she was that were all really great people to be in that category that should could have won it as well. But Meghan Trainor won it. And people were pissed. Oh, my God. Like, the Twitter.
I don't think she's bad.
Oh, my God. I think she's a great writer. Mm-hmm. I think she's really cute. And she doesn't fit the normal, like, I'm skinny, but I can sing. Or right. I have a really pretty face. Because she's not, like, I think she's just kind of, like, no, average pretty. Like, she's mm-hmm. not ugly by any means. But she's not conventionally pretty. So, it's just kind of like, people were just kind of like, oh.
She's like Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah, but I think Kelly Osbourne, when she was fat, yeah. I think Kelly Osbourne is really pretty.
Well, Meghan Trainor really isn't fat.
No, she's a normal girl. Right. But I mean, when you compare her to, like, you know, other singers, like, for example, Carrie Underwear, she's like super thin. Like, bitch looks like she's about to break. Which, by the way, she's saying to. And she's sang with some Sam Hunt, I think, and he's fucking hot.
He's gay. I think he's gay.
Sam Hunt? No, I think he's straight. You're thinking about someone else.
Oh. I thought there was like a major country artist that's gay. That's
not him. Oh. I don't think so.
I know he's hot. I've seen him.
Yeah. Oh, he's so fucking dreamy. But he's kind of like rap country. It's really weird. He's not like the conventional.
Do you think his middle initial is C?
God, that would be funny. Let's see who else performed. Who did I think? Okay, first of all, the two best performances of the entire fucking night were Kendrick Lamar. By far,
what is he singing?
He's a rapper. He was a
basketball player.
No, my God, you are so fucking stupid.
Isn't he involved in the Kardashians?
No, that was Khloe's ex-husband.
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, oh my God, okay. You're so dumb.
See, I don't watch enough TV.
You don't. You can't make that.
No, I can't. I don't know. Actually, Kendrick Lamar. Wait, that's his name, right?
Yes.
Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. He was at Pitchfork last year.
Probably. Sounds about
and
right.
And then I think the year before that too, because my friend Melissa was here, and then RC and them saw him.
Yeah. So he's like, he is what Kanye West would be. If his ego wasn't crazy.
Right.
If he could take. Okay, so here, let me just rewind a little bit for Kanye West.
We're at 47.
I know. We can, we'll maybe do another 30 minute show. But
yeah, the last 30 minute show turned into a 50 minute show.
That's great for our fans, all our ones and ones of fans.
Yeah, ones and ones. We have a phone call to do.
I know. We'll get to it. We have a lot to talk about. Anyway, so I think that, you know, you know, when you listen to, what was it, College Dropout, which was Kanye's first album, like, he was so good and so amazing. I mean, Through the Wire, that song was fucking gold. Like, it came at a time where rap and hip hop were, first of all, not that they were melding together, but there was still sort of this, like, static, because hip hop is very different from rap, at least back in the, you know, early 90s, you know, and mm-hmm. and 80s for sure, and coming into the 2000s, there was still this like sort of static where they were still not melded really well together, and finally it became, and I think one of the biggest artists that came out of that was Kanye, because he sort of melded the two together and made it sound effortless, and it was like, this is a whole new game. I wish that he would have, and then his mom died, and then
the world ended.
Shit, he started going crazy. And Kelly, and Raven Simone said this on The View the other day, which I kind of agree. Like, I don't think he took enough time to really grieve the loss of his mom.
No, because she died during like an album release and shit, right?
Yeah,
during
the Grammys, so
he had to do like. He had to go like straight to work,
and and she died very unexpectedly, like because she was fine, you know, she was seemingly healthy, and I kind of agree with Raven Simone that he just didn't have enough time to grieve, and it had, you know, detrimental effects to his mental difficulties. And I think he, I mean, I think that's what is, it's manifested itself over time. And then, you know, Mary and Kim Kardashian having two children and all that hoopla that comes with that name and that status.
He needs to take an Adele break. 5 years.
He really does. Get himself
together. Really even though does. Adele wasn't crazy, she's just like, fuck no, it, just, I don't want to work anymore.
I don't want to get crazy.
Right.
I don't want to become crazy.
Take a few years off. Get off Twitter. Twitter is his problem, too.
Well,
like, I mean,
he is his own worst enemy constant, right now.
Like, Twitter.
Oh, my God. And it's, some of it is like, wow. Like,
don't text me till Monday.
Okay. I won't. I'll text you Monday. But it is one of those things again that I think we as consumers, as fans, we, you know, instead of sort of encouraging him to get help and to go see, you know, get help and encouraging him to get better, I think this is the Britney Spears and, you know, Lindsay Lohan and Amanda Bynes syndrome of like, we're going to tear them down until they're completely broken. And then we're going to just lift them up like a fucking scene out of Jesus Christ Superstar. Like, you know what I mean? And that's sad because we don't take mental health very serious. And I really do think that
think about it. A lot of male people that go through that don't really recover well from that. Females tend to recover like, get their jobs back and get back in line.
The status,
but males don't.
I wonder who else has gone through that though. Like, at least I don't remember anyone that really kind of went through. Sort of. I mean, I guess Michael Jackson never. Yeah. Like, he never went to get mental. That's another thing. Like, he never got mental help. At least not that it's been reported. I don't think.
And he was still successful, but not as successful as if he would have been if. That whole thing would happen.
You know what though? It's kind of funny that you mentioned that because I think his success, because let's face it, Michael Jackson had 2 to 3 rounds of success, right? And they were all extremely major, right? You know, he's this kid that is being kind of forced to become something that he doesn't really want to.
Beat the shit out of.
Right. Right. End scene.
Yes, Joe.
And then he has again a resurgence as he gets older. With Off the Wall by himself, maybe not as great as Were to Come Later. And then he releases Thriller. And it's like this huge, like, out of this world. And when you kind of think about where Kanye West started, like, he kind of did, you know, he had this big, you know, this introduction to this industry and then got really famous very fast. And then released really good music, kind of mellowed out a little bit. And then again, with 808s and Heartbeats, that was where, like, I mean, that album was great. And then again, it was like another resurgence of like, oh my God, he's the next best thing, big shit, blah, blah, blah. And then his mom dies. So I feel like with these people, it's like there's no in between. Like, it's just from one to the next to the next, and it's all big things. And they don't have enough time to sort of recover, kind of like Adele. Like, she had such great success with both of her two albums. I think what she did was amazing. Like, I don't need all this.
Everybody else needs to do.
Exactly. Like, I don't need all this. I'm going to take a mental break. I have to have a child. You know, I'm going to relax and be and indulge in this.
Let's talk about, just real quick, because we're at 53. I want to talk about how pretty she is.
She's very pretty.
She's trimmed down a little bit.
Yes. You can
tell that she's done that.
Yes.
I mean, she's no like Taylor Swift. Like,
right.
Skinny.
Right.
But she looks really good.
And she looks healthy.
Yeah. And she also.
Well, she's got a pretty face, though. I love
about her. And I'll always say this. She just seems like a normal fucking person. Like, when she did that thing with Ellen where she went to the smoothie God. Place.
I love that she fucking cut the wheatgrass and was just like. And then towards the end, she's like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
It's like, you know, those people are like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
A little bit about Ellen, though. Like, apparently she, like, what she portrays on her show is very different from when she's live. Mm-hmm. You know that, I don't know if you know that kid who did bar mitzvah where he did the Vogue thing with Madonna, like he'd Vogue.
Oh, in front of the blue screen, the green screen, or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so he ended up being on her show because of that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he met Madonna, and that was the show that Madonna was on. So anyways, he was on another podcast that we shall not name. But anyways, he was on there as a guest.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was on there. And he was talking about how Ellen was very cold. Was nothing like she is when she's on TV. Not that she was being rude, but she wasn't as warm as she kind of comes off.
So she's Oprah.
Right, basically. Well, no, because, you know, I talked to Oprah a little bit and she was funny as hell, but you could tell that she was not like, you know.
Maybe she was having a bad day.
I don't know. But anyways, but yes, it's really cute to see that Ellen can kind of take them out of that element. And make, you know, kind of make him really sort of normal. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, she does the whole James Corden, the Late Late Show, where they go driving.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Karaoke, which I think
she was good in that, too.
That is fucking. I love that because you totally see a different side of the artist.
I love her laugh, too.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, just like, where's that
total London
from?
Chick. And yeah. And. Her accent gets heavier and heavier into Cagney when she's like really comfortable, and you can tell that. Like, I don't know. I think she's great. I think she makes the industry normal. Like, she makes it look more like this is my job. This is my job,
and I can quit when I want
my
to.
Job to your McDonald's at a register job.
Right.
Like, this is how normal this is, right? Like, she kind of almost makes it look like that. Like, my job is to your McDonald's at the register job. Like, it's really weird. I don't know. I don't know how she does it, but she manages to stay grounded, which is really, I guess, kind of good.
Because well, really we good haven't people. Really heard, like, we haven't heard her, like, Amy Winehouse. We haven't got to see, like, her life yet. So we don't know how she grew up, like how Amy Winehouse did. Or
right.
So we don't know what may have happened. So, you know, she needs to get a little older and then write a book, and then we'll find out. And then we're going to love her even more.
We'll find out that she's really batshit crazy.
You know, she has birthday parties, too.
Oh, my God. She's got cellulite.
Birthday parties. Oh.
You're old.
Let's go. All right. Oh, my God. We're at an hour. I don't even think we should do another death edition show.
Oh, we got to do another one.
Come on. Are we going to do a video podcast today? But we'll talk about it on the next show.
Okay. All right. And
this is Rick. Oh, no. This is Becky Bucks.
I think that's enough for today.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. Or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay, you can stop that. And then let's just talk a little bit to make sure everything's cool.
Hey, 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 blah, 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 blah. What the fuck was that?